O may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Twice in that passage of scripture, the word glory is used. Once when it says that when the angels appeared to the shepherds, the glory of the Lord shone all around them. And then secondly, in verse 14, after giving the decree of the word of the Lord, the good news, it says, suddenly there appeared with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, in the languages repeatedly saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth among peace among men with whom he has pleasure. We did this a couple of weeks ago for CTKers, but when we use the word glory, the best thing is to start with when David said he wants to behold the Lord's beauty all the days of his life. The beauty of the Lord is all the complexities, attributes, and characteristics of God. All that he is and all that he does. That's the beauty of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is when that beauty is on public display at some level. When he reveals his beauty, his character, his attributes, those things are displayed at any level, then that's the glory of the Lord. It's the public display of his beauty. Glory is the radiance of his beauty, something we can see and experience and feel. But when we glorify the Lord in our lives, it means at some level, we give display of something about the character, complexities, and attributes of God. We display something about the beauty of the Lord. When you love somebody in a tangible way, you're revealing, you're glorifying God, you're putting on display something about his beauty. When you, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, those are all characteristics of God. And when you walk in that, you're glorifying him. When you pray for the sick and show compassion, you're glorifying him. When you care for the poor, you're glorifying him. To give glory to God is an act of praise. That's what the heavenly host did. To give glory to God means that I'm honoring you and praising you for the display of your beauty that we've just witnessed. So when we praise him, God, we praise you. We give you glory, Lord, because we sense his presence. We've experienced his beauty on display in our own lives, things that he's done for us and things he's done in us. And when I read these scriptures again, and I love, the Bible is so amazing to me because it's just endless. It's like an endless search for gold. And it just never stops. And these simple little phrases, though, strike me so much about just the beauty of God. And one of the great expression, if not the greatest expression of God's beauty, of course, happened in the Nativity, except the cross. Those two things, the cross and the Nativity, when God became flesh. What manifestation of the beauty of the Lord. What madness, what crazy thing would God, very God, so separated from sin, would enter into human frailty and the human fight and be tempted in every way like unto us, for us. That is a magnificent expression, an amazing, a glorious expression of God's beauty, his radiance on display, as is the cross, of course, where it's all consummated, that he would die on a cross for people who deserve to die, who didn't even ask for help, that he would come, he would so love the world. But I love this particular place, and I love when the angels and the heavenly hosts in verse 13, they've just simply said this, and for CTKers, we'll talk more about this on Sunday, but they simply said to them, to the shepherds, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Today, there's a born for you a Savior. And as we've looked at before, a Savior means more than just paying for my sins so I can go to heaven one day, that he's daily my Savior. The resurrected Christ saves me from myself, saves me from my fallen self, saves me from power of sin. He's just a Savior in every realm you can think of. And they said, today there's born for you a Savior in the city of David called Christ the Lord. And he says, there's going to be great joy for you. And you don't have to be afraid anymore. And he goes on about the baby lying in the manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host saying, glory to God in the highest. Because that could only come from the highest. There's nothing we could do to reach up and make this happen. There's no religious exercise or activity we could do. There's no promises or trying to be good enough we could ever do to accomplish any of this at all. It all starts, always starts with this. Glory to God in the highest. And the result of God in the highest acting and allowing his beauty to be in display, that he would do something so mad, so extraordinary, full of such love, such insanity, he would do this thing. A lot of the old believers used to say that, a lot of the old writings, the divine madness of God that would drive him to travel so far and for so long and in the end pay such a price for such undeserving people. There could be only one explanation, that his heart was already sunk. There was no way out for him. Because he loved us even before the foundation of the world. He couldn't start over when Adam and Eve fell. And glory to God in the highest. And the result of God in the highest doing what he did, instead of living in fear, we can have peace on earth. What earth? The fallen earth. The earth of chaos, and brokenness, and sin, and drama, and anger, and bitterness, and rage. And yet you and I on this earth can know peace. Because the one who lives in the highest displayed his beauty on our behalf. It starts with him, doesn't it? It doesn't say that we get peace first, so let's give God glory. No, glory to God in the highest, because it started up there. It started in the heart of the one who's so other. And because of that, he loves so much. His beauty, we see his beauty on display. He's so extraordinary. He's so amazing. So different, so other. Glory to God in the highest, that he would care so much that we might have peace on earth. Amen. Not just peace in heaven, but peace on earth in the life that we live. That means that much to him. Glory to God. That's in the devotional day, so if you see it again, it'll be redundant, but give you a chance to contemplate it some more. Well, Lord, how can I, there's no way I can do a good job talking about this, Lord. You're just amazing. Glory to God in the highest. Lord, that's not just a place, that's a realm of reality. You're just so other. One of the angels around you to constantly, throughout eternity, cry, holy, 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 holy. You're just so different. You're just so other. You're just so full of beauty. No wonder David said that he wanted to dwell in the house, Lord, all the days of his life, behold your beauty and talk to you about it. We thank you, Lord, for your beauty on display in the Nativity. That you did that to reconcile us to yourself. You did that so that we not only could have a place in heaven, but Lord, you did that so we could have peace on earth and not have to live in fear every day. Just amazing. We do give you glory, Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.